nervous here. Nah, just playing. Well, good morning. God is pleased that we are sitting here together. I'd like to take this moment to acknowledge the visitors at 10th Street Church of Christ. I speak on behalf of the congregation. We are encouraged by your presence, and we pray that we can reciprocate the same encouragement. See, before I start this lesson, I'd like to share with you a scripture that where Apostle Peter remind Christians the state of mind that we ought to have in this perilous times. He says in 1 Peter 5:8, he said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walks about seeking who he may devour." Peter is not reminding us to keep our eyes on Satan, but to maintain, to concentrate, and put our eyes on Jesus Christ. Apostle Peter informed Christians that we're in a spiritual war, and Satan is our adversary. Satan has a goal. His goal is for us to not be with Jesus Christ at all. He don't want one of us, not one of us, to be on the side of Jesus Christ. So we ought to take this personal. See, Satan's goal is to have us go in a different direction other than God's direction. See, Satan's goal is to make us put everything more, our issues, our problems, more important than God. That's what he wants us to think. His job is to cause us to be in a sinful condition. That he knows that when we're in a sinful condition, we separate ourselves with God. Isaiah 59:1-2. He wants us to reject the truth when it comes to the word of God. The Bible provides the truth. The Bible says, "He that reject me, receive not the word, will have the same word judged on that day." John 12:48. He warned us, church, to think that Jesus would abandon us. And during this time, the Bible tells us, Hebrews 13:5, that Jesus would never forsake us. See, he warned us to be confused when it comes to this word of God. Your interpretation, there's confusion going on, but we know that God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14:33. See, he warned us, church, to teach his doctrine and not God's doctrine. See, the Bible tells us in Galatians, warn us in Galatians 1:8, we are any angel preach another gospel other than him, let him be accursed. And the fourth, to teach others nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. See, Satan's goal is to distract us. That's his goal. With everything going around, surrounding this world today, he want to distract us and not put our minds on God. Think about this. What's distracting you from being the best Christian that you can be? Your problems? Issues, race, anything, politics, think about it. We can't afford to be distracted. We got to be vigilant. We got to concentrate on these scriptures, the Bible. Paul tells in Apostles and Christians in 2 Corinthians 10:4, he said, "For our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down strongholds." When we defeat Satan, it will not be with our own ideas, our philosophy, our strategies, Satan devices. It will be because we study, we maintain, we walk daily and with God. And we allow God to guide us through all the things and all these situations that come, all the obstacles that come in front of us. As Christians, we ought to realize that we are blessed to being the Christians, to being the greatest and the only church that Jesus had built. The Bible tells in Matthew chapter 16 and 18, he said, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church. I'm talking about one church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Jesus is only talking about one church. He promised nothing. Nothing in this world would destroy that church. Not anything. The only church that spoken in the Bible, Romans 16 and 16. I want you to see and recognize today how successful Satan is. How successful Satan convinced the world that Church of Christ is not the popular church. It's not the right church. This is the percentage of the whole world as we speak today. Church of Christ, the church that Jesus built, is 1% in this world. Lied to us. Matthew 7 and 14, he said, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there find it. Observe the power part. 99% of the world is not in the Church of Christ. Meaning 1%. The only church that mentioned in the Bible. Now understand this. Within that 1% of the Church of Christ, Jesus had a problem with five churches out of seven in Revelation. And two of them were pleasing to God. So within that 1%, Satan's job is to get us to get on his side. That's something to think about. That's why I take it personal. I take it personal. That's why I don't mind coming here and preaching and teaching. Because it's personal. I love my brothers and sisters. And we should love one another. That we keep each other on the same track. Because that 1%, that's scary, huh? Objective the lesson. Number one objective. It's time Christians fight back against Satan. It's time for Christians to stop running from Satan like we're a rabbit without the gun. When we know the Bible, study and meditate the word daily, we have the ability to make Satan run. See, the Bible says in James chapter 4 and 7, he said, when we resist Satan, he will flee. All we got to do is continue to study, continue to meditate on God's word. It's time to make Satan run. Because we have the only that can defeat Satan is that Bible. The Bible tells in Romans chapter 6 and verse 20, he said, we have God in peace who will bruise the Satan under our feet. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 37, we are more than a conqueror. We can conquer Satan when we have the Bible, we have the word of God with us, and we're holding on to it. Number two, objective. We're going to expose and attack Satan and bring down his kingdom today. See, the title of the lesson is, Satan is afraid of water. And what's sad about this statement, 99% of the world cannot see this. When I say Satan is afraid of water, I'm not saying he cannot swim. Satan is terrified, petrified of specifically certain waters designed for God's people. Throughout this Bible, in every occasion. Satan encounter with war, the desire for God's people, he lost. See, Satan and his angels died at the Noah. In the ark, Genesis chapter 7, verse 23, Satan and his angel worshiped the Nile's river, were made an idol, and God used Moses to put the blood of plague in there. Exodus chapter 7, verse 20, Satan and his angel drowned in the Red Sea trying to capture God's people. Exodus chapter 15, verse 19 and 31. Satan and his angels were soundly whipped by Naaman, who washed himself in the Jordan River, getting rid of leprosy. 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 5 through 14. See, I'll go the next few minutes and expose Satan and his men. You love the scripture reading. Know ye not that so many of us as well were baptized in Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we're buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of God, so we should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Understand this. Paul was talking about showing them Christians, when they're outside of Christ, they when they wasn't baptized, they was outside Christ. But when they received and became baptized, they was inside the Christ. They became Christians. Now I want us to focus on what baptism really is. Baptism is a burial, a submerge underwater. It's not a sprinkle. It's not just when you're baptized. It's a baptism. It's underwater, buried, submerged, emerged underwater. We gotta understand that. To the body, our lesson. Only a simple lesson. Jesus gave a task to his apostles. You say, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Believe and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believe not shall be damned. It's not hard to believe. It's not hard to comprehend. There should be no confusion. There should be no other way. There should be no bus. Because we know that God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. But yet, somehow, there are some confusion. Satan and his angels are so afraid of water that they carry out a scheme that we have 99% of the world that does not believe that baptism can save you. Realize, church, that we are in a spiritual war. A spiritual war. And in a war, Satan will do anything necessary to get your soul. We understand. So that's why I take it so personal. I'm going to show you the dream. Now let's read this again. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believe not shall be damned. How you do that? But somehow, they have twisted the scriptures around. It says, number one, I told you three different ways they preach it, this gospel. Preach that scripture. Number one, he that believe and is baptized should not be saved. Yes, that's a doctrine out there. See, the atheists and teach this doctrine. They believe there's no God. And then also, There's a lot of groups out there who are preaching the same belief. He that believes and is baptized shall not be saved. See, we're talking about the Jehovah's Witness. They believe that baptism have nothing to do with the remission of sins. Understand that. But when we read and concentrate on the Word of God, you will find out and realize that the Bible says, not Brother Rose, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, that Peter, if on them repented and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Paul, the Bible telling us that baptism is for the remission of sins. For Jehovah, we believe that baptism does not put a person, do not get into Christ that way. But the Bible says, we talk about an organization that have 30, that's in the organization that's in plot in the world with 35% of the world believing this. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27 says, many of you have been baptized, have put on Christ. That's why it's very important, very vital. Very vital. We know our Bible. This Mormon church falls in this category too. They believe that baptism is for the dead. Meaning that you are a Mormon, and your fellow, your person, the person in your family not baptized and they died, you can come back and you can get them saved. Understand that? The logic of that. We talk about 35% of the world believe that. When the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, for we must be appeared before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. The Bible conveys no second chance after death. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. Church, we have to be vigilant. We got to continue to meditate on God's word. You see, understand this. You know what made Joshua, I'm talking to teaching the class on Wednesday, what made Joshua successful? Joshua said to his family, he said, I'm going to meditate on God's word day and night. That's got to be our mindset. We have to concentrate on God's word, especially these days. The Bible said we're in perilous times, meaning dangerous times. We all we have, church. We are 1% in the world. And Satan is trying to capture our souls. Another document. Second one. They preached it. He that believes not is baptized shall be saved. They want to baptize babies. Babies don't have the ability to believe in Jesus Christ. They can't confess Jesus Christ. They can't confess. They can't believe. You can steal a baby out of the hospital and say, I'm your parent. Because they can't see it right now. They don't understand it right now. We're talking about the infants. Baptism was designed for those who acknowledge that Jesus died on the cross for them. The Bible says in Acts chapter 8, verse 12, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God, the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. People understood that Jesus died on the cross for them. And my final one, he that believed not, baptized shall be saved. He that believes and is not baptized shall be saved. We got a big, huge church out there called The Rock. Baptism falls on it. Baptists fall under this category. 21% of them. I show the script, I show you. Where they believe that baptism is for outward appearance, whatever that means. It's just for a show. Long as you have faith, long as you have faith, you are good to go. And they'll back it up with the scripture. I share a room with in my office, I share a room with one of these guys, Pentecostal church. And then she came to me, man. He said, and if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, but thou shalt be saved. I said, you're absolutely right. He said that. That's right, you got me. That's what the scripture says. But I said, let's continue. He said, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the blink. I said, let me get to that. Okay, let's go. What's the difference between unto and into? See, unto, if I call and say y'all was late, Brother Jimmy, I'm unto the building. I'm not in the building yet. I'm unto, I'm getting here, I'm approaching. When I'm in here, into the place, I'm in. I'm in the place. We're into salvation. We're in. Look what he says. He keeps going to say, for whoever, the scripture says, whoever believes in him should not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Greek Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. The question is, how do we call upon the name of the Lord? That's the question. I ask, how do we call upon the name of the Lord? Do I yell and say, God, here I am? What do I do? See, what we need to do is concentrate on the word of God. Go back to the scriptures and find that the Bible says in Acts chapter 22, he said, why not tarry thee? Arise. Calling on the name of the Lord. See, we call on the name of the Lord when we become baptized. That's what he's talking about. So that's what I have to defend the gospel when it comes to the guy in the church, in the office with me. Number four. In the name of the Lord shall be saved. We call on the name of the Lord by being baptized. Baptized into Christ. I showed you Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Now, here's the focus before we got here. The Bible says, he that believes in is baptized shall be saved. But he that believes not shall be damned. This is what we preach about. This is what we teach here at Church of Christ. We teach this. The reason Satan is afraid, the reason Satan is so afraid of water, because he knows that baptism saves us, 1 Peter 3:21. He knows that baptism allowed us to be buried with Jesus, Colossians 2:12. He knows, church, there's only one baptism, Ephesians 4:5. And Satan is horrified of baptism. Because it provides the way for the lost to be saved. It provides the way for salvation. When we study the Bible, we will recognize that the Bible said 3,000 souls were saved and baptized. Acts 2:38. The Samaritans were baptized, men and women. Acts 8:12. We will know that Simon and the sorcerer were baptized. Acts 8:13. We were baptized. Acts 8:35-40. We will know that Apostle Paul was baptized. Acts 9:18. That Cornelius was baptized. Acts 10:48. We will know that woman named Lydia was baptized. Acts 16:14-15. We will know that the Corinthians was baptized. Acts 8:18-8. We will know that the Ephesians was baptized. Acts 19:1-5. All these Christians were baptized and bruised Satan and defeated Satan. We can defeat Satan as well, church. Now we understand why Satan is afraid of water. He's afraid of water. Because he knows he can't conquer Christians when they follow Jesus Christ. as I conclude this lesson. God brought Brian. I beat you on this time, huh?
Let's stop too soon.
You can have your key back. As we conclude the lesson, if you're not baptized, you have an opportunity, a choice right now to be in a church of Christ. The only church that's in the Bible. Understand this. I want you to know, understand this. The results of you not being baptized today, you're rejecting salvation, Mark 16 and 16. You're rejecting the kingdom of God, John chapter 3, verse 3 and 5. You're rejecting the remission of our sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Washing away your sins, Acts chapter 22, verse 16. You're rejecting putting on Christ, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. You're rejecting contacting the blood of Jesus Christ, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. See, God has given you an opportunity. Will you take this opportunity? Will you take it? Will you take it right now? This is your opportunity to become a child of God. And we can fight this battle together. If you're here and you want to be part of the church, just like you become, the Bible says you can hear. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 17. So that faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God. You heard the word of God. You have to believe. The Bible says in John chapter 8, verse 24, I say therefore unto you that you should die in your sins if you believe not that I am he. You should die in your sins. You don't want to do that today. Tomorrow is not promised. The Bible tells in Luke chapter 13 and 3, I tell your neighbor, say, hey, repent, you shall likewise perish. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32, he said, whosoever therefore shall confess to men, him I confess before my Father. We talk about confess the sweetest name in this Bible, that Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Galatians 3 and 27, when you are put on Christ, when you become saved, you are put on Christ. When you come, let me sing the song that's a celebrity. When you come to church, when you come.
You're a Jew.